The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Well, as if there weren't enough challenges for honeybees already, a tiny mite that began infesting mainland honeybee populations in the 1980s showed up in Honolulu hives for the first time this month and has now been confirmed in bee colonies across Oahu. The infestation of varroa mites has led the state to ask beekeepers to restrict transport of bees around the islands. There are concerns it could threaten the Big Island's thriving queen bee export industry, which has so far tested free of the mites. The parasites have been blamed for destroying more than half of some mainland beekeepers' hives and wiping out wild honeybees there. That destruction preceded the more recent appearance of a mystery bee killer on the mainland that's destroyed tens of thousands of honeybee colonies in at least 27 states. Known as colony collapse disorder, the problem has not yet shown up in Hawaii. But the discovery of varroa mites in Hawaii is indeed a sea change for beekeeping there. Entomologists feel it's too late to hope to eradicate or even contain the mite infestation. The only thing beekeepers can try and do is keep the levels of infestation in the managed colonies below the threshold level so they can still produce honey.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.